USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky says the Biden administration has set an ambitious vaccine goal.
I don't think late February we're going to have vaccine in every pharmacy in this country. We set 100 million doses in the first 100 days, and we're going to stick to that plan.
Walensky telling NBC's Today show, even if they do meet the vaccine goal, there will still be a lot of Americans who need the vaccine.
And so we have our pedal to the metal to make sure that we can get as much vaccine out there. As has been noted before, we are hoping to have more data from the J&J vaccine. The more vaccines we have out there that have FDA authorization, the better shape we'll be.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning President Biden that he does not owe his election to the far left. The Kentucky Republicans saying Biden should focus on creating good-paying jobs for Americans. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Americans filing 900,000 new unemployment claims last week, a figure slightly lower than expected and a small drop from the week prior as the coronavirus continues to surge nationwide. Economists had predicted Americans would file 935,000 claims last week. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, announced the United States is renewing their support for the World Health Organization.
The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health, supporting global health security, and the global health security agenda, and building a healthier future for all people.
Former President Trump pulling the United States out of the WHO, accusing the agency of protecting China as the coronavirus pandemic took off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was a quiet day for the roughly 25,000 members of the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. for President Joe Biden's inauguration. Guard members from 50 states, 3 territories, and Washington, D.C. were supporting the federal and district authorities. Regarding the military presence in Washington, D.C., Heather McDonald is with the Manhattan Institute.
The reason that they are loving the tanks, the barbed wire, the guys in military riot gear, is because they serve as a visual symbol for what is going to be the dominant theme of the Biden administration, which is that the greatest threat in America today is the so-called rising tide of systemic racism and white supremacy. That's a lie, but it's a lie that allows them to get to an even bigger agenda, something you've been covering relentlessly, Tucker, that is the biggest worry right now to our constitutional liberties, which is the use, the attempt to destroy First Amendment protections for conservative speech on the idea that it is giving rise to this threat of domestic terrorism.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.